peoples of the interwebs, 'tis I, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And you're back joining us once again at Unnerved, a horror movie podcast for our 50th episode! Woo! Oh my gosh, we've been at this for 2 years, Kelly.
I am so proud of us.
Me too.
So proud of us. Like, I never actually, like, okay, we wanted to get to 50 episodes kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was like, well, we get there. And we got there. And we're still going.
Imagine how we're going to feel if and when we get to 100.
Cry. Just so many tears.
Like.
So many tears.
There will be shots.
Oh, hell yeah, there will be shots. If it wasn't a Tuesday when we were recording this, we might do shots today.
Oh no, we'll do them this weekend after shopping.
Yes. Christy and I go on shopping.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate. We're going to go shopping. We go and get Kelly all ready for her wedding next year.
Wedding.
Yes, and then we're going to go out and we're going to go and get some nice dinner with some of our past guests.
Yeah.
So, whoop whoop.
Very exciting.
But for our 50th episode, it is a sequel double feature.
Yes, it is.
So we are going to cover Army of Darkness from 1992, which is going to close the book on Evil Dead for us until they ever make a new movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Scream 2, because we fucking love Scream.
Yeah.
From 1997.
Yes.
So we're doing a 90s thing.
Yeah, we are kind of. I didn't realize for some reason Army of Darkness was 90s. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm almost as old as that movie.
It's okay. Don't think about it. Don't
Okay.
I'm as old as Scream 2. That came out the year I was born.
Okay. Well, I'm older than Scream 2.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I mean,
there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yep, yeah, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to cover Army of Darkness first. So Kelly, you want to give us some of our cast?
Yes. Obviously, our first and foremost, the main person of this film, the star of this feature film, the beautiful Bruce Campbell.
Oh my gosh, my heart. I love him.
I love Bruce Campbell.
If
so much.
I could find a decent, like, poster of him from, like, Army of Darkness or Evil Dead 2, I would totally buy it.
There's not much.
No, there's not.
And there's not much. Besides, can like, someone the main poster art.
Who does realism, like, commission something?
Mm.
Reach out to
I
me.
Would pay you big money to make a beautiful Bruce Campbell poster.
Yes.
But he plays Ash Williams. He also plays his counterpart, Evil Ash, in the film. Embeth Davids is Sheila. She's the romantic interest of the film. Marcus,
you killed my brother! Bitch!
He's like, what the hell? Marcus Gilbert is Lord Arthur. Ian Abercrombie.
Where's Fitch?
Is Wise Man. Richard Grove is Duke Henry the Red. Bridget Fonda is our third iteration of Linda. And then, I like to always say Ted Raimi, he plays a couple different parts, but he's Sam Raimi's brother. And then, Angela Featherstone is the S-Mart store girl, which is uncredited. But she gets that amazing line and kiss at the end. And of course, this is directed again by Sam Raimi.
Yes! So, Kelly, now that, since this is our double feature,
mm-hmm.
we don't dive too deep into all the plot and everything like that, but we're just gonna talk. We go chit-chat.
Yeah,
chit-chat. Chit-chat. What is now your ranking of all the Evil Dead movies?
So this is a great question.
The requel included.
The requel included?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking.
But the TV series is not included for all of you listening.
Right, I have not seen the TV series, although I'm definitely
movie specific.
Yes. I'm thinking this one is number one.
Wow!
I love this movie. It is fantastic. It is so good. And the lines. Bruce Campbell has some fantastic freaking lines.
Every 5 minutes he had a new one.
It's just so good. I can't. And his ending line, the hail to the king, baby. Like, me and Christy both looked at each other and went, oh!
Yeah, we were fanning each other like, oh my gosh.
So, I think this is number one.
Okay.
Number two is Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Number three is the remake. And I actually like the first movie the least.
Hmm. I think, for me, it would be Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness,
okay.
Evil Dead 1, the original,
mm-hmm.
and then the requel. I like the gore in the requel,
mm-hmm.
but Bruce Campbell is only in it for 2 seconds at the end of the credits.
This is fair.
So, plus, like, I'm a person who values the original above, like, most other things.
Now, that's, for me, same. This is, like, one of those rare exceptions where the later movies, the sequels, end up being better than the original.
I agree with the sequels mm-hmm. of the original trilogy being better than the first one.
Yeah.
But as a unit, as a story, those three rank above...
That's fair.
...the requel for me.
I think Bruce Campbell doesn't really shine until the second movie.
Right. Because, like, you have him in Evil Dead 1, where he's just learning the character,
mm-hmm.
he's fresh out of college, he's working on this with his buddies.
Yeah.
They're under a lot of stress in the first movie.
It's very serious.
And he has to rely on a lot of other people.
Yes.
Then you hit him with Evil Dead 2, mm-hmm. and that's his movie.
Yeah, it is.
Those 100%. People, it's no longer him and a bunch of people starting from square one. It's him starting from square one, and everybody else has to catch up.
Yeah.
They're starting at zero.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, at five, and they're starting at one
yeah.
type of a deal. And they yeah. have to catch up to him, and he owns that movie.
It also is mostly just him.
Yes. Him and his physical comedy.
Yeah.
Him against the unseen deadites. It's very physically demanding, both this one and Army of Darkness yeah. on Bruce Campbell.
Yes.
And he kills it.
Somebody
he looks so nice.
Oh my gosh, he's just perfect for this role. He is Ash Williams, and I think you mentioned this when we were watching the Army of Darkness, but you said you were very happy they didn't reprise his role in the requel.
Yes.
I completely agree. I think that would have been a huge mistake.
There are certain actors that essentially own the character they portray.
Like Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. Like, you cannot tell me the remake of Friday the of Nightmare on Elm Street is the best, because fuck you.
Well, hot take.
Like, I'm sorry, but that remake is literal hot steaming garbage.
Okay, that's fair.
On the hottest day. And it smells. Like, it's the worst. Oh. Like, even a trash panda would be like, no thanks.
I don't think I watched that, have I?
No.
Okay.
I'm only thinking we're going to do it if someone tells us to do it.
Okay.
Or if we run out of remakes to do for our remake episodes.
Okay.
It's just... Honestly, the Friday the 13th one is probably better than that Nightmare on Elm Street remake. From what I remember.
Ooh.
Just because... Yeah. The acting in it is not nearly as good as the OG.
Not Robert Englund, like.
Correct. Yeah.
What's the point?
There is no point.
Oh.
But, like, Bruce Campbell is that with Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody just became the new Ash...
It wouldn't be the same.
No, you're already starting off with me not liking you.
Yeah.
You have to then work your ass off to convince me that you were cast... For a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to just acknowledge you as an Ash.
Yeah. I agree. It's Bruce Campbell or bust.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But this plot is so campy. It is so good.
So
I love it so much.
Yes. So it picks up where Evil Dead 2 left off
mm-hmm.
with him going through the portal, and he ends up in medieval times.
Yes, he does.
And he is the chosen one
mm-hmm.
with his boomstick.
Although not believed to be the chosen one by, I think, King Arthur or whatever
mm-hmm.
at first. But he is, and he does have his boomstick, and he talks about his boomstick. I just love that scene. Like, this is
my boomstick.
This so good.
And then sales pitches it. Like,
yes.
You could find this at S-Mart.
Yeah. And he ends up... pretty much being an anti-hero, more or less, this particular movie, and is trying to get back home. And in order to get back home, he needs to get back the Necronomicon and say three words in order to do so properly.
Yep.
But he doesn't say them properly, so he basically accidentally awakens an army of the dead, which they fight to the death. They win, and he gets to go home.
Battle of Helm's Deep style. Let
yeah,
me
oh,
just...
Oh my gosh. Amalgamation of many things. One of them being Battle of Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Something from, like, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yep.
It's so fantastically done. It's
yep.
so campy. It's so funny. And, I mean, it is horror-esque.
Yeah, it's
a horror comedy.
It has horror in it.
So, it's And then he has to go back and say the words. He leaves his love behind, which I love. That was so savage of Bruce Campbell. Absolutely.
Bye!
And he goes back to his real time, but he had to say the three words correctly, which he doesn't quite say correctly. So we have this beautiful ending scene of him in S-Mart fighting Deadites because he didn't properly go back. So.
Yep. I mean, he's just perfect.
He is.
What's your favorite line that he said?
Hail to the king, baby.
Hail to the king, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is give me some sugar, baby.
Give me some, that's a good one, too.
Or when he's talking to Henry and being like, hey, from where I'm standing, you're the leader of Jack and shit. And by the looks of it, Jack left town.
Yeah, that's
good, and I was just like,
too.
I forgot about that line until we rewatched it. I was just like, yes!
It is so good. It is so good. This is my boomstick. And then him talking about where he got the gun, also extremely attractive.
I mean, he's missing half his shirt.
I mean, he should be. I was upset when he had a lady interest. I was like, I'm not about this. You know?
Yeah, but he didn't actually, like, respect that lady.
No, he didn't. If he respected the lady, he would have stayed.
Or brought her with.
Yeah. But he didn't. He left her behind. Hilarious.
Peace out. Ugh. But it's great. Oh, also a Star Wars kind of reference with the Rancor bit.
Yes. Yeah, that was also, the whole thing is just really, it's just.
A plus. Just A plus all around.
I'm just looking at the quotes now. I have the boomstick one.
There was a different ending for this, but essentially Universal was just like, nah, and it was too depressing and they cut it. So he was originally then supposed to wake up in a post-apocalyptic future where all of humanity was essentially destroyed and him screaming in dismay at everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm also glad they didn't do that. I like the S-Mart ending way better just because it sticks with the tone of the rest of the movie as well. So our kill count was actually 96 in this movie.
96.
Yep, all them deadites, the whole battle scene.
That's a lot of people. I mean, it makes sense. We did have an army. We did have a battle.
We had an army of darkness, Kelly.
We did.
Oh. So we'll go through our fun facts that we found or anything interesting. So yeah, because we're just chatting. So, Bruce Campbell said in order to keep the chainsaw, like, looking like it was running, they had, like, tobacco smoke being pumped through it, and it was connected to a tube that slid up his right pant leg and up his shirt and into the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. Originally, this movie was kind of supposed to be made in a way where it was, like, the first two movies combined with a little bit of a third movie because they didn't think they were going to get the funding or the green light from Universal in order to make this low-budget sequel. But they did, so they ended up being able to make something that kind of was able to stand alone, but it was originally thought they were going to have to recap the first two in major detail.
Yeah. Originally, it was going to be Evil Dead 3, and then they were like, no, we want this to be as standalone as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid. But the Japan release, the name of this movie is Captain Supermarket.
I love that.
It's amazing. I would buy that comic book.
There's a scene in the movie where Ash, he gets pelted with rocks, but in order to, like, put a prank on him, Sam Raimi, the director, ended up throwing potatoes at him. Which is so funny.
I saw that, too.
Did you notice it in the film? Because I didn't.
No. It's, you, like, if you don't realize you're looking for a potato,
like,
it doesn't look
you?
Like, why would you assume that the rock is a potato?
Yep.
It was so good. There's an issue of the magazine Fangoria in the trunk of the car, which also featured Evil Dead from 1981.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Fangoria is great. I want an actual subscription to that magazine.
Bruce Campbell, he does, like, this Scream Yell thing, and I was, like, immediately, like, that's Xena! Because I grew up with my mom watching Xena all the time, so he does her yell, kind of in the middle of it, as Evil Ash, he does it. And it's very hilarious. It's a very distinct yell. I don't know how to describe it, and I'm not about to recreate it, because I won't do it justice. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I've seen Xena.
Hell yeah, Xena. He also, Bruce Campbell is a character in Xena.
Yeah.
And Hercules, which was a spinoff off of Xena.
Yeah.
With Kevin Sorbo, who my mom hates. But he has provided us with one of the best gifts in the world, which is that disappointed gif.
Yes. Yes!
Disappointed! And it was supposed to be, like, him looking disappointed. That's the way the script was written. But he said the actual word. And then they kept it in the final cut, which I think is freaking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. All three Evil Dead films can be cut seamlessly together to make a mega film, which some fans have actually done on the internet. So if you want just one massive Evil Dead viewing party, I'm sure you could find it.
I think it would be fun. I also think, like, yeah, that makes sense, and we had to remind ourselves, this is all the same day. Well, same night and day.
Yeah, within, like, I'd say a weekend.
Yeah.
Because Evil Dead 1, it starts off, it ends in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, Evil Dead 2, we're starting in that same morning. Mm-hmm. So, we're, like, at a Friday to Saturday morning situation.
Yep.
And then he gets yeeted to the past by nightfall of that Saturday.
Yep.
So, he's had a long weekend.
Yep.
Like, bruh.
He's had a very long weekend.
Yeah. Like, he wishes he could go back to work on a Monday.
Yeah.
type of a long weekend.
There's a big pit scene where he, like, falls into the pit and he has to fight monsters. Feels very Star Wars.
Yep.
And one of those pit monsters was called Pit Bitch.
Yep. Originally, there was also only supposed to be one.
Yeah.
But they were like, two.
Pit Bitch.
Make it two. During the filming of the sword fight at Arthur's castle, Bruce Campbell did suffer a small gash to his face. And when, they went from his decorative pin, not the sword, from a pin on his costume.
Amazing.
During a stunt. And when he went to the hospital to get it checked out, they couldn't figure out which cut it was because he had all the stage makeup on.
Yeah, which it was like, they went to a plastic surgeon I guess.
His beautiful face. Beautiful,
but that would make him more rugged looking and it'd be beautiful.
This was also early 90s.
Yeah.
This is 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't think about that. Don't think about it too hard. Don't do it. We have another name that this was potentially going to be called was the Medieval Dead, which, yeah, that makes sense too, but that got vetoed as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad. It's all right.
I think Army of Darkness is better.
Yeah. So, most of the way through Army of Darkness, someone cries, "Cry Havoc and Let Loose the Dogs of War," which is paraphrased from Julius Caesar's "Cry Havoc and Let Slip the Dogs of War." Mm-hmm. So, fun little Shakespeare reference for you. yet another reference.
Yes. I don't have any other fun facts.
I don't think I have anything else either.
Just go watch it.
You know what? Halloween's coming up. Have an Evil Dead watch party.
Honestly, yes.
Just do a marathon.
It is so good. You can't go wrong with it.
No, just get some popcorn.
And you don't need someone who's really into horror to be into these movies.
No, you could, if you have someone in the group that's not into horror, don't watch the requel, but watch all the other ones.
Yeah, agreed.
You could have them handle all the other ones,
too. Requel is definitely a horror film.
That one is much more gory, so if you have anybody with weak stomachs, I could see that one, like, affecting you.
I still have that.
Not me. I was like, yes!
The one scene where she cuts open her face with the glass when she's looking in the mirror, that still fucks me up. I still think about that.
Or when she slices open her tongue.
Yeah.
Saws off her arm and it's dangling by, like, a few little slivers and then it just falls.
Yep.
All good shit, man.
It's very well done. Love that movie, but, oh my god.
Yeah. You have any, like, taglines for Army of Darkness?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Okay. So, hit me with it.
He's a 20th century guy trapped in the Middle Ages.
I mean, it's accurate.
Yep. Foretold by a mystical book, forewarned by a wise man, fulfilled by a wise guy.
Perfect.
Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas. I mean, yeah, we don't see him use his chainsaw that much. Do we?
Not...
No, he ends up having a metal hand for most of the movie.
Yeah, but he does use it against the pit bitch.
Oh, yes. 100%. So. Yes. One man, 1 million dead, the odds are just about even. They move, they breathe, they suck, which, okay, sure. That seems weird. Sound the trumpets, raise the drawbridge, and drop the Oldsmobile. Because the Oldsmobile does fall out of the sky in this movie.
Which it took them two shots.
Yeah, the first crane fell into a pit. Everyone was okay, but...
Yes.
Jeez. How can you destroy an army that's already dead? Which, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And in an age of darkness, at a time of evil, when the world needed a hero, what we got was him.
I like that one.
I do too.
So, for this episode, I also started looking at, like, fun reviews of the movies that we've been covering. Yeah. So, for this, I found a 5-star review online that said, giving this movie less than 5 stars is a crime against humanity.
It is! I completely agree!
So, I thought you would appreciate that. So, I was like, yep, let's kick that one off with a bang.
Okay, I guess it's time.
Time to grade this shit!
So, Christy and I have... 5 questions that we grade on a scale of 1 to 10 each for a possible score of 50 to 100 total.
Mm-hmm.
I went a little nuts with this one. Just
so, so in our personal opinion, was it a good horror movie?
10.
7.
Yeah, that's fair. This is not for everyone.
No, but this is our opinion, and we stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
How was the acting?
10.
I gave it a 7.
Okay.
The 7 being Bruce Campbell and everybody else dragged him down.
Yeah, 10 being Bruce Campbell and everyone else.
Dragged him down to a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are the special effects?
8.
8?
Yep.
Compelling story and have interesting twists?
10.
5.
I love this movie so much.
I love it too, but like...
I couldn't. This is all 10s to me. Like, I downgraded it on special effects because it is kind of goofy, but I almost gave this a 50.
And then, how was the character development and the writing?
10.
5.
That's fine.
So, 32 on my end.
48 on mine.
So, that's giving us a total of 80, which is putting us in between Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, which we covered recently, as well as It Chapter 2 from 2019.
Sweet.
So, that's where that's landing. So, Kelly.
What?
You want to know what the next movie we're covering is? Scream 2!
Oh my god!
Oh my god, you got a surprise!
I was gonna say, what happened? I thought we were gonna talk about Scream 2!
Nope, I wanted to keep you on the edge of your seat.
You did. Good
keep
job.
You on your toes.
You get me on my toes.
Oh ho ho! So, Scream 2, what's our cast looking?
Nev Campbell, Sydney again.
I mean, Boss Bitch, yes.
Yeah, David Arquette is Dewey.
He's amazing. Dewey.
Courtney Cox is Gail Weathers.
Also, Boss Bitch.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is Cece Cooper.
Yeah, she's alright.
I like her from Buffy.
I love her from Buffy, but like...
In this movie...
She's not that big of a role.
No. Jamie Kennedy is Randy.
They did him so fucking dirty and I'm not okay with it.
Yeah. I completely agree. Laurie Metcalf is Debbie Salt.
Cray Cray.
Elise Neal is Hallie.
Is she aight?
Jerry O'Connell is Derek.
I think I love you!
Timothy Oliphant is Mickey Altieri.
Eh.
Jada Pinkett Smith is Maureen Evans. I didn't realize that when I first watched this for some reason. Liev Schreiber is Cotton Weary. And then Roger L. Jackson, of course, is our voice of Ghostface.
Ghostface!
Okay, so thoughts about how this lines up to the first one.
Yes, so this is taking place a couple years after the first one.
I think 2 years.
Yes. So it's still fresh in our characters' minds.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're finally at the point where they have moved past most of the difficult things of
and
trauma.
They're in college now, as opposed to high school.
Yeah, they're in college. Cindy and Randy are both attending the same college.
Mm-hmm.
They're still biffles.
Randy's great. We love
her. Randy still loves her. Let's be real. He will always love her.
She should have been with Randy.
I agree!
I love Randy.
Derek is very meh.
Derek is one-dimensional.
He's meh.
Yeah, he's just not, there's not a whole lot to this character. He's not super fleshed out, but...
No. So, we do still have 2 killers in this.
Mm-hmm.
One being Billy's mommy.
Yeah. Debbie Salt, a.k.a., what is her name, Loomis. I don't remember the first name off the top of my head.
I don't remember her. It doesn't matter.
It literally doesn't matter.
But she partners up with Mickey. And Mickey's just like, oh my gosh, like, I want all the fame and the publicity. Like, I want to get caught. And I want XYZ to happen and everything like that. And he's, and Debbie's just like, no, absolutely not. But this is another one of those where, like, you could tell who's the killer once you know the formula. So once you know who the killers are, you can start picking out who killed who. Yep. As the movie progresses, much like in the first one, with all the subtle hints with the strangulation and the wiping of the blade and who was the real one talking on the phone and everything like that. Yep. So, we have a lot of similarities like that. Since we just covered one and two, out of just these two, because that's all we've covered... Mm-hmm. Which one is, what's your order out of these two so far?
Scream 1 is number 1, Scream 2 is number 2.
I agree.
I am actually not a big fan of Scream 2. I think it's good, but it's not, it doesn't have the same kind of punch as Scream does. So, like, because we already know the twist, that, like, and for some odd reason, I'm thankful for this, I didn't know the twist at the end of Scream when I first watched it, which was amazing considering I watched it about 20 years after it came out, but, like, impressive, you know? So, not, and then you kind of go, well, is it two killers again? Is there one? And it's just, it doesn't have quite the same effect. Randy is beautiful in this movie again. He got, I think, even better lines in this movie compared to the first one.
But then he got fucking knifed.
Yeah, and then he dies. So, spoilers, he dies. But, and that's just... I can't like this movie fundamentally, partly because of that.
I agree. I can see where you're coming from.
And again, the boyfriend is not super well drawn out. And Sydney's, like, still really traumatized in this movie. She's not quite the boss-ass bitch that I want her to be.
Yeah. So, she obviously took a step back.
100%.
From being the boss bitch. Which she regains in the future.
Yes.
But we're not there. We haven't talked about those movies.
We're not there yet.
But yeah, there's a lot of references to the Friends TV series, because that was happening at the same time for Courtney Cox. Making references to David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. You really like this movie, don't you?
I do. It's not my... I agree that Scream 1 is my favorite compared to these two. I think my ranking has changed since the new one came out.
Okay.
I will be interested in Scream 6 as to
what
happens there, since a lot of details about that have already been arising on the internet and on the Instagram and everything like that. So that'll probably be middle next year sometime.
Yeah.
Which I'll be very interested, because there's this whole back and forth on if Cindy is coming back, if Neve Campbell is coming back or not, because originally she turned it down for Scream 6 because of the compensation.
Yeah.
But I think the rumor mill is currently that she accepted a new offer that they gave her.
Okay.
But I cannot deny or confirm that.
Oh, yeah.
It's all rumors and hearsay, but the initial her turning it down came from Neve Campbell herself. She posted that, which... Yeah, if you carried a series and your work is not, like, being shown respect in the compensation that you deserve, like, if...
Substantially,
you don't want to go to your work and then you just kind of get downgraded and then still have to expect to carry the company.
I'm a little surprised that she would be in the next one, given how the fifth one ended.
But... I think they're doing a Star Wars thing. Where they're killing a legendary. Where they're killing a legendary so that the series can move forward without the fandom being so tied to the original characters. So if they are canon dead in the series, then the series is free to continue to move forward in different directions without being hounded or critiqued as harshly.
I just, like, at this point, like, let it die a little. Like, I love Scream.
I mean?
But if you have to kill off the people who made Scream Scream, then it's not Scream anymore. Just make a different movie.
I think that it's more showing, like, the end of an era.
Yeah, 100%.
Which, I honestly don't think that they'll kill off Cindy. I think that they would kill off
Gail. Yeah.
And that Sydney will hopefully make it to. But there's also rumor that Matthew Lillard, since he is still potentially still alive in the series, mm-hmm. that he would come back in Scream 6.
I kind of wanted him to show back up in Scream 5, but after
rewatching, I wanted him back in Scream 3, which was the original script for Scream 3, mm-hmm. but because of Columbine, they scrapped it because it was him influencing teenagers.
Oh.
Yeah. Bad so that's guy. Why we have the shitty Scream 3, which I knew we weren't going to talk about other movies, but
watching Scream, the original Scream again, I don't know how he would have survived.
Well, now if you look at everything else in the series, we have the rules of Ghostface established in Scream 5. Like, don't trust the significant other and all that. And you have to shoot him. He's the only one that has not been shot.
That's true.
So, I get it. But ancient televisions hurt when they're dropped on your head. So, I don't understand.
And he was also bleeding out.
And electrocuted.
Yes.
So, you know, based on the rules, based on reality, I don't know. I got nothing for you.
I'd be interested.
I am not the writer.
But Scream 2, meh.
Scream 2 is not the worst Scream, though.
I agree with that 100%.
Uh-huh. I knew you would.
But it's basically the same kind of thing. They, you know, someone's hunting down Sydney.
Yes.
And in this case, it's because Mama Loomis is upset that she killed her baby boy.
I mean, this came out very soon after the first one.
It did. They had pitched, actually, an idea for a second one at the same time they gave the script for the first.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a whole bunch
This was greenlit while the first one was still in theaters.
Which makes sense.
I mean, it got such a big response.
And there were a lot of rewrites and stuff for this movie, too, because the ending and the script leaked online.
Yep. Our kill count is 10, by the way.
That's kind of a lot.
That's kind of high.
Do you want to discuss fun facts now?
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of been dabbling, but yeah, let's do it. What you got first?
So, when people had to audition for the part of Derek, who's the boyfriend?
Who's the boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
They're maker.
They were asked to perform that scene in the cafeteria where he sings to her. Yeah, I think I love you. They had to sing that a cappella for the
audition. I think I love you.
Which I was like, if someone had, no.
So, there is around 13 minutes in, much like the first film, there is reference to Freddy Krueger. The iconic sweater is in, Sydney's and Haley's dorm room. It's hanging up in the closet. Fun fact.
there is, they have like a class where they're discussing like movies and stuff and horror film, and there's a line in there from Aliens that comes up.
Yep.
And a classmate says that a line is, "Get away from her, you bitch." But then Randy corrects incorrectly to, "Stay away from her, you bitch," which, apparently, it was in the script. Jamie Kennedy was supposed to say the correct line, and the classmate was supposed to say that "stay away from her, you bitch" line, but that person screwed it up,
mm-hmm.
and so he ad-libbed the opposite. I really wish they would have reshot that. It doesn't make sense for Randy to get that wrong.
It doesn't make sense. But also, there was a Jamie Kennedy interview where he was just like, yeah, I don't think we realized right away that
that makes sense.
We said the lines wrong, in the wrong order.
Yeah.
So, probably by the time they were in editing, it was too late. So, yeah. Originally scheduling to be alongside Tomorrow Never Dies and Titanic, both of those movies shifted their dates so that they wouldn't be against this movie. That's right, Titanic, move, bitch, get out the way.
Well, it didn't.
No.
Titanic literally did not move, bitch, get out the way.
No, it didn't. No.
Jada Pinkett Smith, who was the woman in the beginning sequence who passes away in the bathroom stall, apparently sent steak knives to Wes Craven as a Christmas gift. And she wanted her death to be very gory. That was something she explicitly requested.
I mean, me too. Like, if I'm going to go out in a horror movie, I want you to go all out on my death.
Yes.
Plain and simple. So there were other titles considered for this, so Scream Again, Scream Louder, or Scream, the sequel. Scream 2 is fine.
Scream 2 is, it's fine. Matthew Lillard does make a cameo in the background of the frat party, yeah, which does make questions. Like, you can't just use someone who was the killer in the previous movie.
I mean, but if you didn't know right away.
True.
Like, did you pick him out the first couple times you saw him?
I still haven't seen him. I would have to look closer.
Hang on one second. My thing is saying that it's low on battery, so keep going with some fun facts.
Oh, no!
Keep going with some fun facts.
We're having a technical issue.
No, we're not having technical issues. I'm just making sure that we don't lose battery while we're doing this.
So, I'm going to just go through all the different things here about, the things that could have been changed, that were changed from the original script.
Okay.
So, there's quite a few. So, originally, Deputy Dewey had transferred himself from the police force at Woodsboro over to a campus police so that he could, you know, be closer to Sydney and be able to kind of watch over her and stuff like that. Randy was originally Gail's cameraman. Like, he was going to be her new cameraman.
I think that would have been a fun new dynamic.
I think so, too. And then Joel was then just the med student that was, like, friends with Sydney that happened to be on campus. Derek was going to be a film student that was shooting a documentary, and then not Mickey, so kind of reversed it, where I believe Derek was supposed to originally be the killer and not Mickey. So it's a little different there. Debbie Salt, who is Mama Loomis, she was super aggressive and bitchy, but they thought that gave it away too much, so they rewrote that.
Yep.
Sydney never slaps, it says the scene in which Sydney slaps Gail never happens. Mickey was originally the one who was going to sing the I Will Always Love You song in the cafeteria and not Derek, which I think is a little weird. The original killers were supposed to be Derek, as I mentioned, and actually Hallie, who dies in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay. And then,
that's probably the one that got leaked.
Yeah, and then Loomis ends up shooting Derek and Hallie, the killers, but then she gets stabbed by Cotton Weary. And then, before she can shoot Sydney and Gail, and then Cotton, like, decides to let Sydney and Gail, I guess, live, but he he does have a whole moment where he's like, no, I can't let you guys live for ruining my life, and he does kill and stab. He stabs and kills Gail.
Mm.
So Gail was originally supposed to die in this movie.
She has outlived her intended written role.
Which, I'm glad they kind of didn't do, because I actually really like
I her. Love Gail.
And those are all, like, the main ones, but that's a lot. That's a lot of rewrites to have to do that, like, fundamentally changes your entire movie.
Yep. They do the same thing with
Scream 3?
3, yeah. I have one last fun fact. Tobey Maguire was offered the role of Mickey.
I heard
Could
that.
You imagine Tobey Maguire?
It would have fit. Have you seen those memes of him where he's, like, a little evil? He kind of fits the bill.
Yeah. I would love to have seen him have a psychological break on film.
It would have been great. Would have been great.
So, do you have any taglines?
I do. Quite a few. There's a killer on campus making more calls, making more kills. Rules of a sequel. 1, the body count is always bigger. 2, the death scenes are much more elaborate.
I mean, Randy.
Yeah. Scream Again. Someone has taken their love of sequels one step too far. It's showtime and gorier, sexier, funnier.
So the fun review that I found on this movie is Sydney Prescott is that bitch, been that bitch, still that bitch, and will forever be that bitch.
She do be.
Yes, I saw that. I was just like, yeah, this is it. This is the review we're calling out. This is it.
All right.
Let's grade this shit.
All right. So was it a good scary movie?
In my opinion, a 7.
6.
How was the acting?
7.
7 okay. As well. Special effects?
8.
10. Nothing pissed me off.
I couldn't remember much. I didn't rewatch this one right away. Like,
Even though I lent you my box
set. Okay, I had my mom watch Scream with me, though. So we have to talk about that.
Okay, let's finish grading, and then we have to have a like little sidebar quick.
Yeah.
Because we can. So special effects, you said 8, and I said 10.
Yep.
Compelling story, interesting twist?
5.
6. I mean, the Mrs. Loomis is a little new.
It's a bit of a reach.
It's a little new, but it's also a nice little reference to Friday the 13th.
It is.
How was the character development and writing?
5.
7.
31 is my total.
37. So this one is being in between Nosferatu from 1922 and The Evil Dead, the first one.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, my mom.
Yes, dish. All right.
She did see Scream, so I had her watch it with me, and she didn't know the ending either. She didn't know nothing about this movie, which was very excellent. But she, like, doesn't like to guess, so she just kind of likes to watch it, so I didn't get her to guess anything. But I think she really liked the movie. She was like, Matthew Lillard is whacked out as Stu, and he is.
Yes.
He is.
Yes. Me and my new boy, we watched Hackers that has Matthew Lillard in it.
Oh,
so
crazy.
We were comparing Matthew Lillard from Scream and Hackers, which is the same level of absurd energy, because he's just as crazy in Hackers as he is at the end of Scream 1.
Which, I want to see Hackers. It's on my list of things to watch.
I'll have it on DVD. You can borrow it anytime.
I'll definitely have to borrow it. But I think she liked it. I don't think she was in thrill. Like, I don't think she wants to necessarily watch the sequels, but you don't
have
to.
That's okay. I mean, just watching the first one.
Yeah, so, but she did like it. And she didn't find it scary, which I didn't think she would.
That's why I think my mom would like it.
I think it's very good. And, Chris's mom, if you're listening, you should watch the first one.
Thanks.
That's my hot take.
Maybe she'll listen to you.
Maybe we'll pretend we're watching an anime and then, you know.
Oops!
I somehow tripped and put
my Scream DVD in the PlayStation 4 and managed to turn it all on. Whoopsies!
Well, we're stuck now.
Yep, there's no changing it. Oh, the battery, it's dead. Oops.
And that that open is just the best opening.
Yes.
I love the opening of Scream 1 so
yes,
much.
It slaps. So, those were our sequels.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm still, like, reeling that this is episode 50. So, the next two movies, we picked a theme, and then we each picked a movie revolving around that theme. So, we are covering strong female leads.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, what is your pick? Because that will be for next time.
So, I chose this pick now. This is going to require some explanation when I announce it.
Yeah, because we've talked shit about this actress.
Yeah.
Many times.
But I picked Black Swan. I am excited to watch it. It's not one I've actually seen, but I have heard that this is Natalie Portman at her finest hour.
After the scenes that I've seen, I would agree.
So I am intrigued. I'm intrigued enough to watch it. I remember seeing advertisements for this movie when it came out.
Same.
I don't remember. I would have to check real quick what year this is. Let me see.
I don't remember if I've seen the whole movie. I know I've seen parts of it. It might just take a minute for me to, like, remember all of it.
It's from 2010.
Yeah. So it's more recent. It's only 12 years old.
Yeah, it's not too bad. But I've heard it's very good, very spooky, psychological thriller type of a deal. So I was curious. Who knows? I might still rip on Natalie Portman, but I'm really hoping that this is a change in pace from what her normal acting is usually like.
Yep. Here's hoping that, you know, there's one Natalie Portman movie out there that you like.
Yes. I heard it's good. I've heard it's good, so I'm going to give her the
benefit. Like I said, from the scenes that I remember, yeah, it's good. So, yeah. So I think moving forward, we'll keep picking a theme until we get some more recommendations from you guys. We'll still try to do a remake and some sequel double features as we go on. Definitely keep the every 25 being the sequel double features. Maybe hold back on the remakes every once in a while, because we were kind of low on them right now.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of one-off movies, which is kind of nice too, though.
Yeah, so we'll keep going with the themes, and once we kind of rebuild our movie list of stuff that has been remade, we'll revisit some remakes in the future.
Yes, absolutely. And these were good remakes, so.
Yes, these were good. These were good.
I think our last remake episode was Evil Dead 2 and Hellraiser 2?
Our last sequel.
Okay.
Movie, not remakes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
But, yes, you're right.
Which Hellraiser 2 was so disappointing, but you can listen to that episode if you're curious more on my thoughts on that one.
Most of Hellraiser's sequels ended up going straight to VHS.
Yeah, they deserve to go straight to VHS.
I still want to see the new one that's coming out, though.
I'm cool with that. It should be better, I think. Like, the movies...
I want to see what this boss bitch can do with Pinhead.
Okay.
Because 'tis a female.
It is.
Playing Pinhead. So I'm very interested to see the feminine side of Pinhead.
That's another one, though, where I'm like, yeah, but Pinhead is...
I agree. 100%. But with the gender bend, I am very curious.
It might be enough of a tweak where I could accept it.
Right.
We'll see.
I'm more just intrigued to, like, say that I've watched it.
Yeah.
I'm not already being like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna love it because of this. No. I am a hypercritical bitch. There, I said it. I have accepted it.
Own it.
I am owning it. But I'm still going to watch every single horror movie, and I will still love and watch them repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen Blair Witch probably 5 times, and I don't like it, but I'll still watch it.
Yeah, it's not, like, there's only one movie I think we've watched and done for the podcast I would not watch again.
Snowtown?
Yeah. Don't listen. Don't. Well, listen to that episode, don't watch that movie.
I think I would watch it again for research purposes.
Oh, that's fair.
Mostly because now I know everything that happens in it. It's not going to faze me.
It still bugs me.
But, yes. Anything to do with children is going to bug me, so.
And, like, rape and molestation, those type of things for me are just, like, that and kids, I just can't.
Which, my pick for the strong female leads does have a little bit of that uncomfortable side for you, but it does not last long.
Good.
It lasts a couple seconds and you don't really see anything.
Okay.
You just see her face for a few seconds.
Okay.
And then it's done. But you know what's happening.
Yeah, you get the context clues.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put you in the most uncomfortable movie that I've ever seen, but.
But you thought about it for a hot second.
I really like my pick.
Okay.
Which we'll announce next time.
Yes. But first, Black Swan, Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
We'll give it a go.
Yeah, we'll cover that in 2 weeks. So, if you like our artwork as much as we do...
Yeah! Go check out my sister Danielle at Danny Draws Dragons on Instagram. And listen to our episode on Annihilation, which is also actually a Natalie Portman movie. We did that one with her, where she guest spoke.
Yes. And if you want to come join in the conversation and give us recommendations and let us know your thoughts about our podcast... we accept all of those.
Yes.
You can join the conversation at Unnerved, a Horror Movie Podcast on Facebook, at Unnerved on Twitter.
Yep.
And you can also, since Haunt is coming up.
Oh, hell yeah.
I am super excited and pumped about that. I also post stuff about Unnerved and, on my Instagram, Lilith_Hilltopple. All the links that we just said will be in the description below.
Yep.
And we will see you guys in 2 weeks for Black Swan.
All right.
Bye!
Wait.
What?
You guys stay spooky!
Oh my gosh, I'm an embarrassment to life!
It's our 50th episode! You gotta stay spooky!
You know what? You just... someone has to slap me sometime. But yeah, you gotta stay, like, triple spooky this time. Because I was unable to fulfill that just now.
It's okay. I forgive.
I don't forgive myself.
No! I get you some food. You're not thinking straight.
I'm not. I want Arby's. I'm sorry. Okay, so stay spooky.
Yes, and like, stay safe.
Go get those Halloween decorations. Bath before and Body they switch. Works
officially has their Halloween stuff out, so go. Go, girl, go.
Get them pumpkin everything.
Yeah.
And apple cider stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I love apple cider.
Like, yeah. Get all up in that. And yes, stay safe. Mm-hmm. The world is chaos.
The world is chaos. Filled with spook.
Filled with spook. But yeah, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
All right.